This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A mistake in so many states and so many localities to see schools closed as long as they were.
I think in some cases, I don't want to use the word mistake, John, because if I do, it gets taken out of the context that you're asking me the question on.
Too high a price.
Yeah, I would say that what we should realize and have realized that there will be deleterious collateral consequences when you do something like that. This idea that this virus doesn't afflict children is not so. It does. We've lost close to 1,500 kids so far.
But much less than the older population, obviously.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But you shouldn't discount that it does afflict children. So it isn't without consequences. If you go back, and I ask anybody to go back over the number of times that I've said we've got to do everything we can to keep the schools open, no one plays that clip. They always come back and say Fauci was responsible for closing schools. I had nothing to do.
Let's get down to the fact.
The rats are leaving the sinking ship. Well, the one, the only, Gavin McGinnis joins us for the rest of the hour. Really appreciate him taking time out to come on. Censored.tv. Cover the waterfront on the election, the tyranny, the Russia war, the forced injections, the billion-dollar ruling against me by a kangaroo court after the jury was told I was already guilty. He joins us right now. Gavin McGinnis needs no introduction. Gavin, great to have you back on with us, brother.
Happy to be here, Alex.
Some stations don't carry this little first five, but I'm still going to you to give us a prelude on what you're going to be covering.
I'm going to be focusing on this war on kids. These people pretend they care about kids, but they totally ignore these groomers who are not just doing drag queen story hour, but coming to church, infiltrating schools, and it just keeps getting more prevalent. I don't understand it.
You're absolutely right. Now they're trying to pass laws to take kids away from parents who don't want their kids being brainwashed. I mean, this is literally them not just forming a sexual relationship, but a total control over their lives.
Yeah, there was this guy in Canada named Panda Dulce, and he was doing Drag Queen Story Hour. Proud Boys showed up and said, this isn't happening. They were investigated for committing a hate crime until they checked Panda Dulce's social media and saw him bragging about how he's going to get kids to suck his D, among other things, carrying a knife and all kinds of violent threats. And all of a sudden, they dropped the hate crimes charges against Proud Boys. But this is going on all over the Western world. Scotland, England, we just had a guy in Australia who was caught with terabytes of child porn. Yet they keep going back to the well. That's the part I don't understand.
Big corporate systems are literally flooding, from Disney to BlackRock, are flooding the sexualization of children and weird fat men dressed in clown outfits, knowing and having children sit in their laps. It's so bizarre. Who would have thought the fall of civilization would be hallmarked or bellwethered by these people?
I would understand if it happened twice and you went, oh, there's actually quite a predilection for child abuse with these people. And then they go, oh, my God, I had no idea. And they stepped away. Like with Ukraine, you know, a lot of them are Nazis, right? Oh, my God, I had no idea. Step away. But they just keep coming back to, well, like, check out this list. Jada Dean in Australia, child porn. Tatiana Malinani in Houston, child sex offender with an 8-year-old boy. You got William Travis Dees, also in Houston. He was the greeter at Drag Queen Story Hour. He was having sex with...
Hold on, Gavin. This is too important. I want you to start over. We're going to give you the floor on the attack and grooming and annihilation of our children in California, passing a law that underage kids can go get their balls and breasts chopped off. And then when girls that have had their breasts chopped off or boys' genitals cut off, they complain later and say it was a mistake. They get censored by big tech. Where's the best place for people to find your powerful broadcast?
Censored.tv. Also, if you go to my Getter account, you can see we have a comedy show on Thursday in Chicago. I'm also doing a talk at Penn State this Monday. Please check it out.
All right. the great Gavin McGinnis, founder of Vice and More, with us in 60 seconds. Let everybody know, tune in now, because this is two titans of free speech together.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Gavin McGinnis is our guest for the hour. We're going to cover the waterfront with him, but first off, the war on our children's innocence. We all know it's wrong to rape a child, or at least most of us do, unless you're a Democratic Party or Disney and big corporations promoting sexualization of children. But if they can tell them to cut their breast off or their testicles off and have the school form a relationship with your child at age 5 and put them in a database and then introduce laws that parents will be arrested, like in Virginia, if they don't let their children be sterilized, it's about a destruction of parental rights and really the destruction of the family, which the globalists admit is their main mission. So Gavin McGinnis is really been researching this in depth. He's about to lay it all out for us right now. Hey, how big is it? Why are they doing it? Where do you see it going? And go over some of these incredible examples you've got.
So the parents are going because they're virtue signaling, and they think that we are mad that their kids are near gays. They think it's a gay thing, and they're doing it out of spite to make us angry. We don't. It's not the gay thing. Drag queens have always been around. We never cared. Our problem is these sexual creatures, they're dressed up in a sexual way, are reading to kids. If it was strippers, we'd be just as mad.
They're now, spreading their legs. Exactly. If I was a topless bar and I saw suddenly 5-year-old kids putting money in G-strings, I'd call the police. But it's gay. It's liberal. It's okay.
Right. Now, you create an environment wherein pedophiles and child predators can get in there. You open up this portal where they can sneak in, and there's tons of them that have already snuck in. And I was listening to them earlier. In Australia, we just had Jada Dean arrested with child porn. In Canada, we had Panda Dolce talking about how he's going to get kids to fellate him. In Houston, we got a bunch, including Tatiana Malanina, who molested an 8-year-old boy. The greeter at the drag queen story where Tatiana's at, he was guilty, William Travis Dees, of sex crimes with children. We got Brett Blum, the CEO of the Cream City Foundation, which sponsored the Milwaukee chapter of Drag Queen Story Hour. We got a drag queen in Scotland was just arrested. His nickname is Nathan Flowjob Mullen for a media post with violence against children. Then just south of that in England, the British Airways Pride celebrations included a guy named Darren Sewell, who was looking to meet an eight-year-old and 11-year-old girl. And in Pennsylvania, just the other day, we had Anastasia Diamond, who was found guilty of 25 counts of child sexual abuse. Why are you risking it? Why are you willing to put your children's safety in jeopardy just to virtue signal and to make Republicans mad?
And that's only the tip of the iceberg. I've seen the latest gay parades in the last few months in Seattle and New York, and it's literally Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts being paraded in front of naked men humping each other and defecating in the streets. It's just a giant exercise in dominance.
Drag queens are the most extreme of the gay culture. If you were to compare it to our world, like politics, they are like a Patriot Front. Like, they are way, way, way out there on the far, far, far outskirts of the movement. It's not like a normal log cabin Republican. You want a gay kid to read to kids? Get an effeminate homosexual to go in there in a suit and read to kids. They can learn that it's okay to be gay. That's not what this is about. This is about sex. And call me old-fashioned, but I don't want little kids around sex. And the reason I bring this up, Alex, is because these are the kind of things you've been screaming about for years. They're grooming our kids. They're coming to church. And you were right, which is why you're being fined $1 gazillion bazillion, because your prophecies turn out to be correct. So they get you on a technicality when you're wrong about something and just empty the bank account.
Well, that's funny because there's no real money in the bank account anyways. It's all a Pyrrhic victory. They want our listeners to think we're being shut down. We're not, as long as they support. But, yeah, since you raised that, let's segue into that and back into the sexualization of children. I don't care if it's homosexual, heterosexual, pansexual, Easter bunny sexual. Leave kids alone. But absolutely, what do you make of the billion-plus dollar? Because they've got other damages coming in Connecticut. I mean, talk about overkill.
Well, they played their hand. They showed that this isn't about the truth. This is about wrong think and you being too influential. And everyone should take heed, because we've seen the media make a million mistakes. They told us there are no weapons of mass destruction. They said the Steele dossier. They said Hillary, 99% chance of winning. They said that there's no Nazis in Ukraine. They said ivermectin is dangerous. They said the vaccine will save you. Remember Juicy Smollett? They followed that story. Remember the Covenant Catholic schoolboys? They said Rittenhouse is a racist murderer. Like, their mistakes go on and on and on. And I'm not even including their lies by omission, where they called Antifa anti-fascist. They totally turned a blind eye to the Muslim influence in the Pulse shooting. They totally ignored Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. That's all fine. But if you're wrong about a shooting, you have to pay $1 bazillion. And so this isn't about truth. This isn't about being wrong. This is about Alex Jones committing thought crimes and having to be punished for that. And the fact that the left is never punished for crimes that are far worse shows you that this has nothing to do with the truth and everything to do with criticizing the left and the deep swamp.
What do you think the backlash is going to be against this? I mean, it's already there. So many Democrats I know, there are former Democrats like Tulsi Gabbard, you name it, are turning against this now because it's so obviously poison, whether it's the racial division, the pedophilic giant streak down their back. I mean, the Democratic Party and this whole globalist party literally is like the Legion of Satan.
Why did this trial even exist? We have laws about free speech. If you're the head of the Bloods and you say, go kill this man, it's very plausible someone will go and kill that man because you hold authority with that. So you should be punished. That's a plausible threat. So that doesn't include free speech. We already have laws for this. So the fact that now the civil courts are the new courts and people just get sued when they commit wrong things shows that our normal courts are obsolete. They don't exist anymore. We just go out and we get grudges, personal grudges. The drag queen story hour is about spite. And this ruling is about a grudge. And that seems to be the dominant forces in our justice system now. Spite and grudges.
What should we do about it?
We got to keep fighting. We need to get into civil suits. We need to start suing people. We need to start getting involved in lawfare. And it's not really a conservative or a libertarian or a right-leaning thing. It's a petty thing. But that's the way it's going. I mean, did you hear what's going on with Project Veritas? They lost in their case where they misrepresented themselves. So now if they're doing a sting like Rudyard Kipling's thing in the meatpacking district or any kind of undercover journalist work, you have to say, hi, I'm investigating you because I think you're corrupt. I'm a reporter from Project Veritas. Any statement about the money you've been embezzling? Like, it's the end of Project Veritas. They're appealing it. But there really is this massive leftist Marxist.
And it's also likely enforced. The left can do investigative reporting. The left has got free speech. Just we don't.
We really need to see a landslide in the midterms, or this isn't going to change, because it's one thing for the left to be biased. It's one thing for garbage sites like BuzzFeed and Daily Beast to be biased. But when it's getting into the courts and people are being persecuted for wrongthink, it's no longer just left versus right. Now it's the establishment versus the people. And this has got to change, or we don't have a country anymore. We're Venezuela if this keeps happening.
I agree with you. I want to get into Russia. I want to get into the midterms. I want to get into Biden. But you've always got so many great points. What do you want to get into next when we come back, Gavin McGinnis?
I want to get into this war on free speech. I mean, my talk, they just shut down one of the comedy clubs. This is a comedy club. We're doing a comedy show. It got shut down. You can't joke anymore. And this Penn State thing, you would not believe the backlash from the students and the radical left against my talk. There's a Q&A. You can come there to Penn State and ask me questions, you know, come up with allegations. That's fine. But no, they don't want the talk coming. And the lie they tell is, oh, it's because you're giving them money. We don't want our money going to that. The show will be profitable. They're selling tickets. So the money thing is a lie. It's a war on free speech. And there's nothing more American than free speech. Other countries don't even quite get it.
Well, as negative as this all is, Gavin, really, this is the death throes. People are turning against the corporate left. They're turning against them in droves. And they're just doubling down, trying to suppress us like a beaten wife to stay in this bad relationship. And it's not happening. But I asked you like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, what's the peak of liberal insanity? You said, I think it's a long way away. What is the peak? I'll ask you that question. Well, I've already asked the question. We'll get that answer. We come back with Gavin McGinnis. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You next for us.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can't make this up. In Virginia, Democrat wants to criminalize parents who misgender their children. So the government forms a relationship, tricks your kid they're another gender. You say it's not true, you get put in jail. The full article's on Infowars.com. Gavin, I want to shift gears into the election, the situation in Ukraine, the economy, Biden, and more with you. But just in closing, we have all these videos of major university heads saying, we're making a lot of money off cutting little girls' breasts off. We're making a lot of money off cutting little boys' penises off. This is beyond being raped. I thought, what's worse than a child being raped? Well, being killed. Instead, they're ruining their genetic future, stunting their growth, doing all this. Everybody knows you can't sign up for the military until you're 18. Can't buy cigarettes till you're 18. Can't buy alcohol till 21. But the school's going to form a relationship with your child and tell them they're another gender and then remove the parents. I mean, these people are going for broke. I mean, I don't have words to describe how evil these corporations are that control the Democratic Party. These are sickos.
Well, they're going after kids because they can. Like here in New York, a lot of old Asian ladies are getting attacked by thugs. And they go, oh, it must be because Trump said something, or it must be COVID and China flu and all of these motives. No, it's very simple. They're easy prey. They tend not to call the police. They tend to have cash on them. That's it. Don't overthink it. And with this war on kids, the reason that they're using children to further their radical leftist agenda is because children are weak. Children are vulnerable. They're easy prey. And when you're asking earlier, what do we do about this? We just have to fight back a little bit. I mean, the real problem here is that no one on the right is trying to do anything. When you go to a drag queen story hour, you don't have to hurt anyone. You don't have to break the law. You just have to show up and go, this guy has a sex crime past. This isn't happening. This is too sexual. That's it. I mean, our side is so quick to capitulate. Like the comedy club I was going to do on Thursday, the reason they dropped the whole thing is because they got a phone call. We've moved to a new venue, by the way. But they got a phone call saying, hey, that guy is a Proud Boys fascist. And he went, okay, show canceled. Like, this is not a classic.
And, like, what type of world do we want to live in where random people call in a threat and we just put our tail between our legs and pee all over each other? What America was known for was challenging that and saying, no, that's what's exciting. That's what's avant-garde. And that's the big problem the left and the corporate fascists have is we're the black sheep. We are the counterculture, and we're exploding. So as negative as this is, Gavin, I haven't talked to you in a while. I've been trying to get you on. Love you to death. By the way, you look super sharp as usual, but you look like the King of England or something. But seriously, looking at all of this and understanding all of this, they are losing. They're trying to put the genie back in the bottle. I think that's a fair statement. Am I wrong? And how explosive is the liberty movement right now?
It's blowing up. I mean, your sentence was a big part of this awakening. You know what a huge part of it was? The trucker convoy in Ottawa.
Huge.
People said, all right, more Nazis. Let me check in on these Nazis. I hate fascists. And they see a bouncy castle, and they see a bunch of working class people who just don't want to be forced to take the vaccine. And they go,
same thing in the Netherlands. They call them Nazis. No, they don't want their farms banned, their cows banned.
They're taking away their farms so they can house refugees. And everyone in Europe sees that and goes, wait a minute. What the hell's been going on here? You guys told me you were fighting Nazis and white supremacy and fascism, and I don't see that. I see a lot of tyranny coming from you, and that's all it takes. Like, we are an elephant that is being bullied by a mouse. We are under the tyranny of the shrill minority, and we're just taking it. All you have to do if you're an elephant and you're being attacked by a mouse is just go flick, and it's gone. It takes so little to fight back. That's the good news. The bad news is that they've been winning for a long time. The good news is the elephant just woke up and went, what the hell's been going on? Time to flick it away with my trunk.
I totally agree. So I asked the question before we went to break. It was right when Trump got elected 6 years ago. I said, Gavin, what is the peak? It's a famous clip. I said, what is the – we got to find it and put it in the post. When we post this later, demand a video, we can find it. I know it had millions of views, so I took it off YouTube. I said, Gavin, what is the peak of leftist insanity? And I said, aren't we hitting it? You said, no. And you were right. I was wrong. You said, it's going to get way crazier. I don't know the limit. Okay, so I'm asking you the same question 6 years later.
So it doesn't happen overnight. It's like a boiling frogs in water. You start looking around going, wait a minute. We are going to start seeing re-education camps. We saw it. We saw quarantine camps in Quebec where they were just grabbing you and throwing you into some camp without any say, which they've been doing in China for a long time. It's not far from a quarantine camp to a re-education camp. We're already seeing Black Mirror-like canceling of people who say things wrong. They lose their social media. They lose their job. Britain was talking about denying health care to racists. Who defines what a racist is? Is that just anyone who's right wing? In Britain, we have people going, the police going to your house if you make an insulting tweet or if you don't honor pronouns. They're doing that here in schools. They're saying that you'll be expelled or you
can maybe
be arrested.
Oh, there are so many arrest videos in the UK of people that criticize teaching 5-year-olds they're another sex. They come and arrest you. I mean, this is happening.
And don't scoff at it because it's Britain or it's Canada. Those are, as Ezra Levant described, a dystopian time machine of where we're going to be in 5 years. We're already seeing in America parents lose custody to their kid because they refuse to call a boy a girl. And then that's the end. Now the kid hates you. Now the system's on the kids and the mother's side. That's your kid gone. They've removed your child from your life based on radical
and
politics.
And they use psychology and trick your child and kiss their ass and tell them they're special. And when you authoritatively say that's wrong, they're not your friends, they turn against you with the state. And then later the kid wakes up when their breasts and testicles are cut off and says this is horrible, but by then they're not a darling. Now they're sterilized and the media won't cover it.
Yeah. And no one cares about them anymore. That's the other thing about the left. They're like the FBI. They'll use you as an informant, and then you think you're going to be a made man forever. No, they throw you in jail. I think Enrique Tarrio was a federal informer for a long time, and then he just ceased to be useful to them, and they just said, you're in jail. Get out of here. And that's what the left will do after they're done with these kids. You already see that with that little, how dare you, chick. She's turned 18. Right, they're kind of bored of her now. Yeah, she's done.
How dare you?
How dare you? They have no long game here, too. That's the other thing about the radical left. They just want to blow stuff up today. Like, look at the riots over the past 2 years. Did they have any long-term plan? Did BLM have any scholarship plans for young, impoverished African Americans? No, it was about blowing up the world today. And luckily, we have families, we have wives, we have grandkids, and we are playing for the long game. And lies run sprints, the truth runs marathons, so we will win. But wow, are we in the eye of the storm right now.
That is so powerful, what you just said. Lies win sprints, truth wins marathons. We come back, let's go back to that question then. How crazy will they get before they realize they failed? Or like zombies, like CNN with no viewers, they just continue on. And then I'll show the viewers some inside baseball if I can find it. Chris Cuomo has been very threatening towards us. And wait till folks hear about that. We have the text messages. We're going to premiere straight ahead with Gavin McInnes. And again, Gavin, let's put it on screen, censored.tv. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and Band.video. Those are coordinates to liberty and freedom and independent press. We'll be right back with Gavin McInnes.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, fighting the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Amicus is our guest. We know that the corporations on record are doing anything to destabilize us, break down the family, make us confused and alone to control us. That's why they're pumping us through every poison they can, cultural poison, fentanyl, all of it. But I keep asking the question, what is the peak of this? And I think Gavin's answered the question. I think it's when they bring us to the brink of nuclear war. I think it's when they sell us out to China and the public wakes up to that with the inflation. When enough is enough, I think it's when the population realizes the social contract has been broken. And people like Tulsi Gabbard comes out and says, you are a crazy group, a cult of power of authoritarian warmongers. I know we're seeing that collapse in confidence happen now. Major swings are showing not just a tripling of blacks to vote Republican, not just a doubling of Hispanics, but a 30-point swing is now happening in major polls of independent women. This has really got to panic them, Gavin, and my concern is, what is the corrupt, embedded, out of control, entitled deep state bureaucrats, both in government, corporations, and the media, what are they going to do as they begin, as they are now, figuring out that all their propaganda, all their disinfo hasn't just failed, it's backfired magnificently?
They're going to get more vicious. What does a cornered rat do? It lashes out, it bites you. What does a dying tree do? It starts seeding like crazy, furiously trying to save its species. When these people get towards the brink of death, when it gets to the end of the DNC, we're going to see a lashing out like you've never seen before. We're going to see a last-minute use of power. Like, look at this release of that guy who murdered that Asian girl, Saeed. It was the NPR thing, serial. The prosecutor was on her way out, so he just started releasing criminals, murderers. This guy, Saeed, who murdered a beautiful young Asian girl, but it was a popular podcast defending him, so he's out. Like, they're going to get crazier and crazier. They're going to start releasing the guilty and imprisoning the innocent. And I'm just shocked at how much abuse your average American will take. Like, a long time ago, when we first started talking, they were killing movies. They were killing comedy, and political correctness was taking all the fun out of movies. That's why the guy who did Joker stopped doing comedies like The Hangover. And I thought, well, that's going to make your average American mad. Nope. Then we got a president who doesn't speak English, who's Mr. Magoo, brain dead, Weekend at Bernie's. Nope, no problem. Then everyone started losing their jobs. Their money became worthless. Their 401ks became garbage. Nope, still not angry. Then gas became unaffordable. Now they're attacking our children. They're maiming our children, removing lesbians' breasts. They're giving them hormone blockers that make them permanently infertile. Still, no problem. I'm not mad yet. So these frogs, you're asking when they're going to boil. The frogs are boiling. The frogs are gay, and they're boiling right now. And people need to fight back.
I totally agree. Looking at the Russia situation, talk of Armageddon, escalating war, blown up bridges, pipelines. Where do you see that going? I'm promoting legislation circulating in Capitol Hill. It's linked on InfoWars.com. Hope listeners care and support it. This is a real action point, folks. Biden impeachment bill circulating on Capitol Hill in response to WW3 threat. Oh, what's your take on the Russia situation?
Again, like I started out with saying they ruined comedy. We're now at the brink of a nuclear war. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get Cuban Missile Crisis levels before anyone wakes up. And these Bolsheviks, these psychotic Marxists, these social Democrats are happy to bring us to the end of war. I think it's because they don't have kids. They don't really see a future. They'd happily, like, you look at these secular liberal Jews who will happily destroy Hasidic schools and they'll happily crap on Israel. And you're like, that's your people. Why are you crapping on them? And these Bolshevik leftists are the same way. Your people are humankind. And
well,
like,
sacrificing your culture is like a ritual. It's what they do.
Yeah. It's an ethno-masochistic, suicidal ritual where this isn't just like crapping on Hasidic Jews. This is crapping on humanity entirely. You're not scared of a nuclear war? This should be 100% of what we're doing. We should be negotiating, encouraging Ukraine to negotiate, trying to de-escalate this instead of sending everyone guns and discouraging Zelensky from negotiating with Putin. He was told explicitly from the American authorities, don't negotiate. Let's drag this out. It could be fun. No, nuclear war is not fun. Two thumbs down.
Gut level, where do you see this going? We're seeing protests now finally pop up by liberals who are now finally remembering they're supposed to be anti-war, confronting AOC, confronting Tlaib, the rest of them. Where do you see that going?
It's got to collapse. This house of cards has to collapse. Isn't it funny how everything they accuse Trump of, starting a nuclear war, destroying the economy, making us all hate each other, that was all the Trump allegations. And Biden has checked off every box perfectly. He's brought us to that horrific nightmare that the left said Trump was going to bring us to. And I'm scared. I don't want to die. I don't want to blow up. How did they take this silly little Eastern European conflict and turn it into a global crisis? I'm amazed by that. They can take anything and blow it up into a global crisis. It's a real talent.
Well, it's because the Black Rocks of the world make money off it until they don't. And now major states and other groups are pulling billions out of BlackRock. It looks like political financial protest is the deep corporate state's Achilles heel.
I'm so glad you brought that up because that is the light at the end of the tunnel. ESG, environment, social governance was becoming the backbone of our entire economy, thanks to BlackRock, thanks to their insane agenda. They said every hedge fund, every investment has to have a component of ESG, which is a component of political correctness, which really is you got to hire black people. Basically, that's what it comes down to. And be obsessed with climate change. Those are the sort of the two things that it's really about. And they tried it. But the beauty of the bottom line is it's like the truth. It runs marathons. And investors went, I'm not getting any money back when you put meritocracy at the bottom of the priority list.
Well, yeah, they used hiring black people as the cover, but really it was only spend taxpayer money and investment money with their fake environmental boondoggles.
Yes, and that is it Blackstone or BlackRock? I always get them confused.
BlackRock.
BlackRock. Their stock is plummeting now.
Yeah.
And I talk to people in finance all the time, and they say, ESG used to be an integral component of every presentation we had to do. Now I'm just quietly deleting the page from the PDF, and not one investor has ever gone, excuse me, where's the ESG section? Because they know it doesn't work.
And if those don't know, the ESG is the highest corporate level, not the individual level, a social credit score, where banks won't loan to you unless you have the political views they want and only invest the money in companies they basically own. So it's a giant kickback scheme. But that brings me to my next point. As everybody turns against the COVID shots, as people wake up to the New World Order and the open borders, as all of this happens and their agenda gets in trouble, what I already asked this earlier, but I ask you again, what do you expect them to do next?
I expect them to get more and more tyrannical, more and more like China, more and more fascist, and accuse us. Look at January 6th. Those hearings are still going. People are looking at 20 years to life for trespassing. And that is because they are losing and they're frantically throwing people in jail. But like, what did despots do right before the revolution? They start jailing everyone. They start beheading everyone. This is the stage they're at now. Louis XIV is about to have the Bastille stormed, and he's frantic right now.
I agree with you, but Klaus Schwab talks about an angrier world. They thought they'd do this and blame nationalism and populism and free market, but the public knows it's globalism, so they thought they'd trigger a collapse and then blame it on the existing system and then take it over, but instead, people are waking up that it's the globalists. They're getting the blame. That is not what they expected.
They cast too wide of a net was the problem. They should have said, there's very few Nazis in America, but they're incredibly powerful and they're taking over and they're hiding behind that wall. You can't see them. That's more ethereal. That would have been more helpful for their retarded agenda. But what they're doing is they're saying, no, it's not just Proud Boys. It's not just Alex and Gavin. It's your grandmother. It's your mom. It's your uncle. Anyone who is a MAGA Republican is a white nationalist threat to America and must be ostracized and jailed. And people go, wait a minute, I know my uncle, he's a great guy. Yeah, he supports Trump and I don't, but I like him and he's definitely not a racist. He's black. And so then that is the errant thread that unravels the whole sweater, because they start going, well, what else were you lying to us about? And just like I said about the trucker convoy and the farmers in the Netherlands, they go, wait a minute, these people aren't the villains you said they are. And then they start looking into it. That's when they realize the drag queens are pedophiles. That's when they realize the Ukrainians are Nazis.
That's right. Censored.tv.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer.
lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I support his right to free speech on everything he's saying, but everybody's turning against the power structure, and they're now all over the news saying, oh, we sued Jones for $1 billion for questioning something. We're going to sue him now for saying the coroner said George Floyd probably died of fentanyl. Well, that's true. That just shows where this new Alex Jones rule is going to be used. What's your take, Deb McGinnis, on what's happening to Kanye West? Because you've been canceled, I've been canceled, but we're two of the most famous canceled people. Now they're biting off, I think, more than they can chew.
I think he should be sued for $1 quintillion. And everyone around him should have to pay $1 zillion bazillion million.
Good idea.
What do you think? Yeah, let's sue his, how dare he? Yeah, his crime again is wrong think. And isn't it weird that these people are so offended by ideas? How weak are you that someone else's opinion hurts you? You can have the craziest opinions in the world. If one of the opinions is children are sexy, well, I want to fight you. But outside of that, I can handle any opinion. But it seems like many Americans can't. Take him on if you think he's wrong, you know?
I agree. So where do you see all this going?
Well, you can't really come back from anti-Semitism. That's a tough one. Pedophilia, Holocaust denial. Not that he denied the Holocaust. But any kind of criticism like that is a tough sell. So this might be the end of old Ye. We'll see if he bounces back from this. I mean, he called himself a Jew, but then saying I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews or I'm going to Me Too the Jew media. Like, I think it's funny. Why can't people laugh? He's an eccentric, creative dude who said some crazy stuff. But, you know, you're not allowed to criticize certain groups, and he's going to have to pay the big price for that. He's already paid big, right? He had three major stadium shows canceled. So that's, I don't know, $9 million.
Well, my issue with it is when you really pull back from the whole deal, every group is so diverse that to say it's a group of people is wrong. My criticism is when I criticize George Soros to help round up Jews, he told 60 Minutes that, and say he's a bad guy because of his anti-free speech policies or pro-war policies, I'm anti-Semitic. Because I certainly don't blame the average Jew or anybody else for what George Soros is up to. I blame George Soros. But a lot of my listeners got mad saying, oh, you're not supporting Kanye. No, I support his free speech. I'm just simply saying I'm actually a populist that believes in ideas. And so I understand Kanye's anger, and I think he just has, like he said, he's gone completely radical here, and you're right. It's going to be explosive.
My biggest problem with anti-Semitism is you're giving religious exemption to atheists. Like Marxist, Lenin, Soros, when they to criticize them as anti-Semitic, no, they're not Semites. They're not religious. They don't believe in God. Our problem is with these elites. Like,
exactly. Why are we giving George Soros and the ADL, that in my view are mafias and anti-American, why are we giving them religious and cultural cover? They're trying to use that cover to commit their crimes. Why are we walking into their wheelhouse?
These guys are Bolsheviks. They're more anti-Semitic than Patriot Front. They want.
I mean, I didn't work for Hitler and round up Jews. Like,
yeah, exactly. If you rounded up people for the Nazis and it's anti-Semitic to insult you, no, that's not the way it works. But I just wish.
Well, my question is this: why didn't Simon Wiesenthal go after George Soros? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, look, anti-Semitism is a mental rut, and it's, you know, you criticize black people for saying, "Hey, the white man made it rain on my birthday." That's a dead way of thinking, and you never move forward when you're always blaming someone else for your problems.
No, exactly. Being a victim, scapegoating a group is dumb. I agree.
Yeah, don't. There's a massive problem going on here, which is the elites seem to not just have disdain for the lower classes, but they hate them. They hate the people. That's what we need to focus on.
And that's a great point. The globalists are trying to make everybody eat bugs. The globalists are trying to make everybody take poison shots. The globalists are trying to take meat away and cars away from all of us. We need to come together.
And you called that out early, and that is your crime, and that's why you must pay $1 zillion bazillion, because you dared point out that the elites exist. That was, I mean, that was your biggest crime, was just pointing out that there are elites. And Bohemian Grove does exist. That's the beef that the elites have with you.
Yeah, but I've got 20 questions left. But in the few minutes we have, what else is on your radar?
Well, I mean, to summarize this is I want to go back to that elephant and mouse analogy. Like, we're not asking you to pick up arms and take to the streets and start shooting people. You don't need to burn down the White House for victory. All you need to do is stand up. Like the Covington Catholic schoolboys, what was their crime? Standing their ground. And I think it was USA Today, I can't remember, ABC News said, don't you find that kind of aggressive, standing your ground? So that's how weak they are. All you have to do is stand there like this, and they have a panic attack. We're not up against titans here. It doesn't take that much. Go to Drag Queen Story Hour and say, I object. When someone calls you and says, this person said something offensive, say, that's nice, bye-bye. You know, we just have to stop capitulating. We have to stop apologizing. We have to stop assuming that anyone who hates us is right. They are the harbingers of hate. They create hate where it doesn't exist. Don't let it fester. Fight back. Keep going. Keep doing your shows. Keep saying how you believe at work and in private. Keep being you. And that's what they can't stand. Their biggest fear is that we won't quit. So the way to fight back is to not quit. It's very simple.
Censored.tv, where you find the remote broadcast. In closing, 21 days, 22 days is a lifetime in an election, but your gut level prediction for these critical midterms?
Tsunami of justice. The normies are finally tuning in. All the people who have been brainwashed by the left, from large parts of the black community to major swaths of the Hispanic community, talk to Zoomers, man. They are 25% of them are conservative. That's, you haven't seen that since the 80s. The elephant has woken up, and he's swinging his trunk at these irritating little mice who have been nibbling at his paws for years.
No, you're right. The left really is a bully cult.
Yeah. It's vindictive. It's really revenge because they got wedgies in high school and they want revenge. And we gave it to them because we're nice guys. But we've had enough. No more Mr.
Who
nice
do you
guy.
Think the dream ticket in 2024 is? I like Trump. He's great. But he's blind on the vaccine, and he's pretty old. And I keep getting Republicans elected, so I'm pro-Trump. And if he runs, I'll try to support him. But I think a DeSantis-Tulsi Gabbard ticket is a dream team.
Yeah, it has to be a chick. There has to be a chick there. It's just the new rules. There has to be some.
Yeah,
sort
but most
sort
of the chicks sort of, I don't like. Most of the men I don't like. I actually love DeSantis and Tulsi. I just it's great.
Yeah, I saw her posing with Antifa once, but I can get over that. She seems anti-war. That excites me. DeSantis has already shown his true colors in Florida, which is I'm a leader. I'll take the thing that scares me with DeSantis versus Trump is Trump's numbers seem to be like 50 range. DeSantis seems to be like 14 range. It seems like they're not even close. But I'll take Trump and Gabbard, DeSantis, Gabbard, whatever you got.
Folks. Oh, yeah. What about a Trump Gabbard? What about a yeah. What about Trump
Gabbard? No problem. Let's do it. We can't have Trump DeSantis because they're both from Florida, but Trump Gabbard, DeSantis Gabbard, that's what we have to focus on.
Incredible. Gavin McGinnis, censored.tv. You got to get back on here a lot more often. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you so much, my friend.
Yes. Cheers, Alex.
All right. We have a European journalist on the war, on the four shots, on everything. Highly recommended by Sean Stone and others. She's going to be joining us coming up next hour. And then, of course, the fourth hour is going to be jam-packed as well. But seriously, we're in a war against the globalists. You want somebody to fight? We're doing it. And we're having a giant effect. You see, the enemies of humanity are obsessed with us because we're reaching a lot of people with the truth. So thank you for commissioning us in this fight. Thanks for your prayers and support. Please go now. Don't wait. Get products that will enrich your life and empower you if you remember to take them. I tell myself that because I forget sometimes. X3, all three good types of iodine, counters all the bad halogens, the fluoride, the chlorine, the bromine, so good for your thyroid. There's runs on iodine happening right now, but despite that, we're offering it for 50% off, promo code 1776, additional 10%, so that means 60% off on X3, 60% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 60% off on DNA Force Plus, 60% off on Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra, and the list goes on and on. And it can only last a few more days because a bunch of the products are close to selling out. So they're going to go back to full price for a while until more comes in. But thank you for keeping us in the fight. We're not going away. We're in emergency reorganization bankruptcy, which means as long as the funds come in, we stay on forever. And the left is panicking that that's in the federal law. But as long as you fund us, we're not going away. Will I get paid a lot of money? No, that's fine. I don't care. Never did. Infowarsstore.com. Infowarsstore.com is the coordinates of the resistance. If you're a Paul Revere, you need to fund those that are fighting on the front lines, and you do it while getting great products at the same time at Infowarsstore.com. So I thank those that have gotten products in the past, reordered and loved them, and I want to commend you and ask you to order again. And I want to just challenge others that have been on the fence. Where can you fight harder for freedom than Infowarsstore.com? Getting great products, keep us on air. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Promo code 1776 and double Patriot points.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.